Blog Talk Radio.
Because of reliance shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
We back on. Let's get our host on. Brother DeWater, you on with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And okay, I'm going to go to the line 817-997. You on with us also?
Yes, I am. Xerox Twin.
All right. Hey, peace. Red, Xerox dope. Twin. Peace. All right. All right.
How
peace,
you,
everybody.
How you been doing, Brother Drew?
Doing good, just working hard, trying to liberate our people and stand to be a voice. So doing good, working hard.
you know, and that's why this week I asked myself a question. I was doing a study on religion and the state of the union of the black African American that called himself a black Gentile.
Right.
Now, this deal, here's what I know for a fact. We're going to deal with two words. Emotional and unemotional. See, I'm going to give you a brief history. In 1870, white folks said it was all right for us to become Christians. The reason they said that is that the Scottish Rite Masons had won the war against the York Rite Masons of the South. So they said that they were going to emancipate the slaves so that the York Rite Masons would never get the power that they had in the New World, in America, known as the New World first, as they had from when they came over here. The York Rite Masons is the Masons of England that kicked the Scottish Rite Masons out of England on Friday the 13th. That's when you had the Friday the 13th. That's a lot of knowledge in Friday the 13th when they hung Molin in England. This is why they have the Friday the 13th is because of this Scottish Rite Masons getting kicked out of England, and Robert the Bruce took them in, and that's when they became Scottish Rite Masons of Scotland. You have to know all of that history. Now, in the 6th century, the word God came into existence. You can Google all of this stuff that I'm telling you. But before his name was God, it was Gudin in the 4th century and 3rd century. In the 2nd century, his name was Wooten, which is Wednesday. And his original name was Odin. So God is Gudin, and Gudin is Wooten, and Wooten is Odin. Or Odin is Wooten, and Wooten is Gudin, and Gudin is God. And I've noticed that this word God, it has conquered everybody. But when I was looking, I asked myself a question, is that I noticed that since they become black African Americans, that's black Gentile, that the religion that they have in the present day time is an emotional religion. It wasn't this in 1960. It wasn't this in 1950. It wasn't none of this in when we was growing up, of what this Christianity is in today's society. Now, this word emotional, the definition, you know how we like to do things, we get a definition. Emotion is psychological and behavior change in the body and mind. Unemotional is not having or showing a strong feeling, not emotional, cold-blooded. That's what the definition of it. I noticed that if you look at any church services of white folks, you don't see no emotional feeling in their religion of worshiping this God that was given to them. You only find it in the black churches. Now, over the period of the last 10 years, Jerry Lee Lewis, Anka, has started a church on TV. You can go view him, which I call the rock and roll church, because that's what they playing, rock and roll music in the church, and this is where you find all of the Holy Ghost stuff like the black churches. This is the only church that you see in this non-denominational church. I call it the Church of Jerry Lee Lewis and his uncle. You see rock and roll music. But when you go into a white church, you hear hymns and anthems. If you go into a black African-American church, you hear the blues. I know, I've been playing, goddamn it, all for 76 years. Mama taught us how to read and write music at the age of 6 years old. That's how long I've been in the music, been in a nightclub 65 years, so I know what I'm talking about. See, music, Christian music, is played 1-4-5. For all you musicians out there, you don't know what 1-4-5 is. You can Google all this stuff I'm telling you. But it's without a flatted seventh. The seventh chord is not flatted. This is what turns gospel music into the blues, because the flatted seven is the blues seven, which Inez Andrews and Shirley Caesar started the flatted seven in the music back in 1950. See, I know when they started the shit. In 1960, the Sissies took over. James Cleveland and his boys. He took over. James Cleveland was the first black person that they gave an Academy Award for gospel music. Him and his boys, Donna Bell, the O'Neill twins, all of these Sissies. Every last one of them, I know every damn one of them. I was in James Cleveland Workshop Choir for 15 years with Eddie Timothy out of Longview. They took the Fender Rhodes piano and retuned it to 448, which nature is tuned with middle C. Everybody was tuning their stuff on middle C until these sisters took it up, where when you hear the G chord, G, G, it brings a emotional feeling with you, which they call Holy Ghost and gospel music. And this is where the emotional form of Christianity got into the black African Americans church 51 years ago. Now, emotional is a psychological mind controlling and body controlling, mean you got a damn mental condition when you off into this Christianity, present day Christianity. You are mentally ill. And this is what we're seeing, Brother Drew and Brother Twin. This is what we're seeing all over America. Everybody you see got the Holy Ghost. Everybody you see is pray for me. Your prayers ain't being answered. Ain't a damn prayer that you pray for being answered. Pray for me. Pray for this. Pray for that. Pray for this. Ain't none of them prayers being answered. Common sense tell you that. You name one damn prayer that's being answered that these people have are praying right now all over Facebook and everything. Your prayers ain't been. You got to be out of your mind that your prayers has been answered.
Yeah,
because you were
White.
Given a religion. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I want to bring my contribution to this conversation, and it would be that emotions are also tied with color.
Right.
And yeah,
sure.
So you mentioning the sound of F and G. Those right there, I look at the color scheme, and the color scheme holds that in the blue area. So that's where the blues come from, and also the emotion of being blue or sullen, you understand, or getting over-emotional, which that was. And then you mentioned middle C. Middle C. And you say middle C is the way we balance our nature. So if anything that's in the middle is balanced. So once
right.
you get off that middle C, then you become off balance. And I just want to show, you know, bring to the audience that there is a direct connection with color and emotion.
And music. Color and music is dealing
sound,
with your emotions.
Yeah, so your sound, your notes have different color tones. That brings emotion. Also, you have emotions within the mind. You have emotions within the brain. The brain have different colors that correlates with what I think a lot of us really have to realize is when we come into this world, and when you call me about the situation, you ask me, you say, why is it that white folks are do not have emotions or what you said, the first word you said, you denounced.
Their religion is not an emotional religion that they gave.
An emotional religion.
It became emotional when they became Black African Americans, because all your Methodist churches back in the 50s, 60s that was Black, well, they sung anthems. I know my mama was dean of music for 45 years at Mayor Riley.
Right.
Mama's 99 years old right now, and she would tell you that only heathens play that kind of music that they have in church now. That's the heathen form of worship. She taught us that all our lives. You play hymns and anthems was the way you worship.
Yeah.
Right on.
So when you brought that to my attention, I asked you a question. I say, Black has every color mixed within to make Black.
Right.
And this is why we go through each, every emotion, because we have a connection to all colors. Well, white has no color at all. It's colorless.
Right, it's neutral.
So that is why there is very little, if any, emotion connected or tied with it. So they use music. Well, let's put it like this. From my perspective, because they don't have emotion, they use I hate to use colored people. I don't like to separate people. You understand? You're born more male or female, but for the sake of conversation, we're going to use it this time. I believe they use colored people to arouse what emotion that they may have. That's why they use us as the entertainment for them.
Right.
You follow me? So
right,
this,
right,
is
right.
Through this is through observation, even with your football team. You follow me? They use different the color people in which to give them some type of connection to whatever's going on, whatever's happening. You follow me?
Right.
So
you are.
Right. So this is what I realized. Now check this out. Remember, back in the day, and they still have it, but it's just taboo. They had what was called red zones.
Right.
Okay. Red, the color red, represent survival, fear. It deals with those type of things. So when they came up with what is called the projects, they put them in the red zone. And it was strategically put in that place so that our people would be in that. Also, when it comes to music, that low bass that is in our music, it vibrates the lower chakra system. That's why we are bitches and hoes right now. You call them. You say it better than anybody. This is why we only entertain our lower self. That's why, we spitting out babies here and there. You understand? Over-sexualized. Our females are over-sexualized because of the music, and it correlates with emotion, which correlates with color.
Right.
So this is why this is my contribution to the conversation, is I'm going to continue to bring out aspects of what colors have to do with emotion.
You said something very interesting now, is if you notice this, in Christianity, everything is red. Everything, the cardinal is red. Everything is red. If you get a degree in theology, well, you have a red scarf. Your scarf that you wear around your neck for your degree is red. It's red. The words of Jesus is red. And I find it simply amazing. The devil's color is what? Red. See, the devil is a word that's in, ain't no such thing as a devil, but it's a word that's in this language that represents this language and the people. See, every nation of people.
Can I add to that? I know. Can I add a little bit to that about the devil, Santa Claus? Santa Claus is a representation.
Yes, right. I was about
okay. Right. So Santa Claus is a representation which clubs like Ku Klux Klan, you understand that the Klan were white.
Right.
Santa Claus is a representation of red. Now, we got to think about this. Watch this. There is a such group from the north, way up north, called the Royal Raiders of the Red Robe.
Right, right, right.
Those are northerners. They come from the north, and they connect with what we call Klansmen here. So that's the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan. So Ku Klux actually mean crisscross.
Right,
and this is why the father of crisscross or Kris Kringle is Santa Claus.
Yes.
You follow me? So
right.
Now that right there takes you way up there north, back to red, which is what Santa Claus wears, and he just overtones it with the white, just to show that there is a crisscross that goes in the concept of colonizing, which, you understand, brings it to whatever, this is how you view your world, is the colonization and
right.
the invasion from white to black. You follow me? So
right.
this is, yeah, so once again, we're dealing with color, and we're also dealing with the colonial invasion and also the genocide of the mind of the people.
I mean, and they, you, this is something that you can see. Ain't nobody never did a State of the Union on this African American, and we looking at the State of the Union. We doing a State of the Union on this African American that's 51 years old, and you ask why we in such critical shape that the people born after 1907, which would be the XY, millennium, and Z generation of people, why are these people's minds so bad? How they think. Look how they think. Their music tells how they think. It's called gangster rap.
Yeah, you know, some I did notice too, right? So you remember the movie Shaka Zulu when he was fighting his wars? When he was fighting his wars, he would go from phase one, phase two, phase three. He would drop in his phases, right?
Right.
Well, until he conquered. So we have to pay attention. And I know you know this because you are a genius in my book. The phases. Yeah, the phases that the colonizers did in America, their phases was changing the names of the natives that were here as they went along. You follow me? So through the changes of the names, that let you know which phase that they're in, and it lets them know which phase they are in. You follow where I'm coming from? I always say that there are buzzwords, or those words, those silent words that are spoken. What we don't know tonight, we don't know what they mean, but they know what it means.
Right.
So I tell people all the time, whenever you see the word Africa, that means a conquered land or mind. So if you are an African from Africa, that land has already been completely colonized and it's been conquered. When you from Africa, America, that means the same thing. That land has been completely conquered. So when you accept being African American, then your mind has been completely conquered.
Right. And let's look at that. Let's look at these people. This is who the Bible called Magog and Gog. It tells you don't go. The people that read the Bible, they can't read because it tells you 293 times in the Bible not to go in the ways of the Gentile. Whenever you call yourself, you put the word American on there, that means you've been conquered. And we can prove that now because when you say I'm a Japanese American, I'm a Korean American, I'm a Vietnamese American, well, the YXY, the Y and the Z and the millennial generation of people can't even speak their language. They become a Korean American. They become a Vietnamese American. Once they become an America, they lose everything. We're saying this in the other race of people. We understanding better what happened to us. Because once we become an American, you believe in his school of thought. And this is what is called the knowledge of three ruffins by the Great Seal of the United States of America. So you had to understand what the Great Seal of the United States of America is. The Great Seal of the United States of America, they don't teach it in the school system, is the system of the Illuminati Scottish Rite Masons. You've been put up under that since May the 1st, 1776. In that lodge, they have a knowledge called the Three Ruffins. You've been put up under the knowledge of the Three Ruffins and don't even know it. Don't even know it. You don't know it. You do not know it. These people already knew. It's because America is run by the Great Seal of the United States of America. Nobody never addressed that it looked like me and you. Nobody never addressed that knowledge that looked like me and you and asked them questions in 5 W's and 1 H in a chronological order using the ethnology, using the language. Or where did this shit come from? They take you in their school system, and they say they can make an American out of you in 12 years if they start you at 6 years old. That was what the first thing they said. Then they found out that, well, Brother Xerox, we, out of that group of people, the baby boomers and the war babies, which is my mama, she's 99 years old. She's a war baby. I'm a baby boomer, born in 46. These people raised up people like Malcolm X, Stokely Carmichael, to be very rebellious against white rule. Now, let's look at something. These people, when we found that out, we say, well, we got to start at 3 years old when a child start learning. We start educating him to be an American at 3 years old. So our grandchildren started the school at 3 years old, programming him to be an American. And you had to understand how this system worked. And when you sit down and think about it and observe it and know the system, like we don't study this, but this is what we see. This is what it's plain as day as we see now. We know how he genocide you. He called it the Three Ruffins in his lodge. The Three Ruffins mean take away your language, take away your heart for your race of people, and you become strictly America. You in love with the white man, his ways, his religion. his feast days, everything about it. See, every nation of people have their own what? Own God. Each one of them gods got their own creation story. See, if you are African, what have you been believing in? You call yourself an African before you call yourself an American. How come you don't believe in? How come you don't believe in Ephi?
That's
because
correct. Yeah.
The national religion of the Southern Hemisphere, where I call it, which it is, the land of Ham, before it was got renamed by white folks, your language was Bantu, and your religion was Ephi.
Wow.
All over the those are facts.
Yeah. You know,
how come
you
call yourself? Yeah, go ahead on.
Yeah, what I was about to say, you know, I have a very distinguished indigenous look, and the people always ask me, what tribe are you from or whatever? And I tell them, I'm a male. That's where I was born. I do not claim tribe because the tribes was named by the white boy, by the colonizer. Even the word indigenous or Indians came.
Right, so
they the one made that name because that's not our native tongue.
Right. And see, we had to go back and see what our ancestors called themselves. Our ancestors didn't call ourselves clansmen. We call ourselves tribemen. And all of your people was Cherokee, just like on my mama's side was Cherokee, on my daddy's side was Crow. That ain't an Indian. An Indian come from India. You did not come from India. You didn't come from India. And here you calling yourself this place America. It didn't become America till May 1st, 1776. The first white boy that called himself an American was John Hancock.
Mm-hmm.
He's the first American. And here you are calling yourself an American. You see how we get genocide? We can sit down and discuss these things and see clearly now of how we've been genocided. And see the minds of the people right now as we speak.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
See, every nation of people has their own God. Each God has a creation story. This story of Adam ain't before 4,000. Came in 4004 BC. Well, the pyramids is older than that. Hinduism, which is the first religion, older than that. The Dogon tribe is older than that. The Navajo tribe, all the tribes over here in the Western Hemisphere, older than the creation story. And here you as a black African American, you're going to say that Adam and Eve began creation. The creation story of life on earth began with the Adam and Eve story. That means you're the biggest fool that walked on the face of the earth.
Exactly.
This lecture is strictly of seeing how we have been hoodwinked, cable-toed.
Right. Let me hand you something else. Because short notice, I'm doing a little bit of homework real quick with what I already know. You know, I told you I'm bringing color into the scheme, right? Therefore, what do they say is black people's favorite food? Chicken, right?
Right.
Well, if you skin a chicken, what color is gonna be yellow, right?
Right.
So yellow is the color of shame or guilt. So, once again, if they feed us enough chicken, then we're going to fall under that umbrella or more likely be shame or guilty of whatever. You follow where I'm coming from?
Listen, Twin, what you saying, we looking at it happening.
Yeah.
We looking at it happening. This is what's happening right now as we speak.
Man, it's so, I guess the esoteric student would be the only students that would start paying attention and realizing how we've been put in such a trick bag until everything we have learned is completely the opposite. You understand? You got to go to the whole other end of the spectrum to even realize where you are located so that you can get back to the balance
right.
of. You follow where I'm coming from?
Yeah,
you know,
man,
so,
you own it.
Yeah. So, man, it's just, I'm very elated. Like I say, I consider you, you know, one of the greatest historians in the world. And you prick my mind and make me, you rejuvenate me to go out and start looking and searching for things that I never saw or I would never see had it not been for the esoteric knowledge or the view or the point of view or the perspective that you have given me on how to look at things in a chronological order. You
yeah,
understand? And Aston, go ahead.
Using the 5 W's and ethnology.
And
you can't go wrong when you do that.
You can't go wrong. So this is what my plight on seeking the knowledge. Now, what I can say is I've dove a little bit deep to some certain things. Let's put it like this. That what you speak about is the physical. I dove a little bit deeper into what before it became physical, which would be the metaphysical.
Yeah.
And I know the creation story that they're speaking of. I know why they speak of that and where it comes from. But that's a whole nother program. Go ahead.
But we just highlighting on stuff that you can see that they had given
you
us.
Can see.
That's a lot.
Right. Yes.
I mean, this is 2021. You don't have to, you ignorant by choice. You only ignorant because you choose to be ignorant.
You choose. Yeah. And well, a lot of people don't know that they are. You follow me? A lot of people don't realize, but my definition of ignorant is when you see it or you hear it, yet you ignore. I go with the etymology of the word, yet you ignore for one reason, because you probably be the one preaching that. You might be a preacher. You already know the truth, but because you are part of a congregation and you're preaching, that's what you're going to continue to do. You ignoring.
Yeah, and you become part of that system, and you
exactly.
become
systematically impaired. So you can't
yeah.
see certain things. So if you getting benefit from whatever from the lie, then you don't accept the truth. That's what I call ignorant. You ignore the truth
right.
so that you can carry on. So that's what I call ignorant.
But see, ignorant,
on top
ignorant
of that,
mean,
we can go with
ignorant doesn't mean
ahead.
That you don't. Ignorant means that the knowledge that you don't understand the knowledge. It don't mean you're
okay.
dumb. It means that you don't understand the knowledge that you've been put up under.
Okay.
That's what ignorant is. You ignorant to that fact. But you don't have to be that in 2021. Because everything is out and open, like Johnny Taylor said.
Right.
I mean,
well,
I've noticed something.
Go ahead.
I noticed something, too. That a lot of youngsters, I call them youngsters, that people born after 1980, they waking up to Thanksgiving. It's all over the Facebook of people going off on people celebrating Thanksgiving. What are you giving
wow.
thanks? Oh man, it's all over there. I mean, I'm so enlightened that these youngsters started waking up. This is the awakening.
I had another friend that invited me to his live one time, the other day, and he was asking the definition of Thanksgiving. And I had to explain a few things before I went to the definition. You know, one thing that I did explain would bring you straight to what's going on was the nursery rhyme. I don't care. You remember the genocide that you're speaking of, the 12 years of genociding, taking control of the complete mind? Well,
yeah.
In those 12 years, we learned a nursery rhyme, and the nursery rhyme is one little, two little, three little Indians. Remember that?
Yep.
I don't care where you from in America. If I start singing that, you'll be able to sing that with me.
Right.
That is the programming. Okay, now, so that count up goes all the way up to 10 little Indians. And then they start subtracting and counting down. Now, this is how America was taken from the indigenous people. They will stand in one spot and they'll look and they'll count out 10 different forms of indigenous people, and then they will start conquering or taking from 10 all the way down to 9. That's exactly how they did it, one at a time, 1 yard at a time, just like they play football, 1 yard at a time.
You hit a nerve there when you said nursery rhyme, because every nursery rhyme, we got hundreds of nursery rhymes that they told you knowledge in there that we didn't understand.
Exactly.
We didn't understand.
Wait. Watch this, Meatball. Check this out, Zakaya. Watch this. Remember we was talking about color, musical notes, and how it has confused and how it has subdued our people. Now watch this. What do you think about the Rainbow Coalition along with the LGBTQ community? Now check this out. The LGBTQ can be the musical notes, you understand? And they can play any note according to how that particular sissy feel or gay feel or lesbian feel or bisexual feel. You see, all of those letters represent each musical note that's on the spectrum. Now, then you got to come around with the color. They got a whole spectrum of color, but they separate their colors instead of black. They separate their colors however they want to separate them, with the red, blue, yellow, green, indigo. They separate their colors. You follow where I'm coming from?
Listen,
this is how that community, that gay community, has taken over, because they have learned to separate each color and make us, make the people actually pay attention. In other words, if a gay man has a race car, I like watching cars race. So he got my attention. So he running with the color green or the color red. You follow where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
And now he have my attention. So I'm paying attention to him, but he's doing what he want to do. So if each and every gay deal with each color separately, somebody from any walk of life will get their attention, their undivided attention. You follow where I'm coming from? So even in politics, this is how they winning in politics, because somehow or another, one of those colors resonate with me, because I got all those colors within me. And the LBGT community has learned to separate those colors and dangle that color that I like the most or that will get my attention, dangle that in my face, and then I'm focused over there instead of focusing on the whole spectrum of colors, which is black. Now I'm focused on whatever they want me to focus on individually. That's why you have so many different letters to describe that same community. Cold-blooded shit.
Right.
Now we know we've been put into a trick bag. Listen, we are so far behind the eight ball. What did I just say? We are so far behind the eight ball. What color is the eight ball?
Black.
What color is the rest of the balls? And what
color.
Ball is the one putting each ball in the pocket and sinking them under the grass? You don't understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah. See, I never heard it put in the perspective that you put it, but you sure putting it right.
Listen, that man, I'm telling you, this right here is my perspective. This is my vision that I have. You understand, through my school of thought, or through my walks of life, because I've traveled down a whole lot of different roads. I've been to Ifi. I traveled that road. I've been Christianity. I traveled that road. Egyptology.
Yeah.
I've traveled that road. You follow where I'm coming from?
Yeah,
I've traveled those roads.
I've been a rabbi,
yeah.
Imam, and a preacher, sheikh, baba, you name it. I done studied the shaman.
Me, Bob, I want to thank you, too, because by you traveling them, I don't have to. All I got to do is listen to what you say, what they look like when you travel them.
Yeah,
you make it easy for me. So you put the cookies on the bottom shelf, and I see it, I understand it, and I got you. I got it. I understand it. You follow me? You know, I tell people all the time, I say this, tension. When the tension comes, it's already paid for.
Right. Right.
So
right.
That's why I pay attention to my elder, and I take my hat off to you. I give you all the utmost respect because you have geared me in the right gear. You understand, to pass up a whole lot of people that are unaware. I ain't gonna say sleep. You understand? I ain't gonna say awake because those things right there become misleading because a lot of people run around, you know, hollering that they woke. Well, let me show you something about an esoteric student. An esoteric student knows that we are seeking to become enlightened. But once you become enlightened, then we start to seek for the darkness because the truth is hidden in the darkness.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying? So this is where I am with that. And like I say, this is it's a great honor that you call me and, you know, want to consult or even you trust me to be on your platform, you and Brother Drew's platform, you understand, with y'all not even know what's going to come out of my mouth or, you understand, it may be disagreeable to what your ideology or your perspective, but you still trust that you have a student, you have given enough information to me as a student that I can convey and say things, you understand, from your correlate with what you have already given me as a student.
But I know this for a fact. I mean, you can see everything that we have studied, we looking at it now. We looking at how you've been genocized, why you've been genocized. Religion is why we've been genocized.
Wow.
To the point where, look what religion has done. You're on the wrong calendar.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the wrong calendar. You're not on the right calendar, so that means that you're vibing on the wrong energy.
Right, correct.
You ain't on the right time. You can't start time over like the church did. And see, I ain't none of you black African-Americans went and studied this. I know you ain't. Even your preacher, Freddie Haynes, Denny Davis, Bishop Five, T.D. Jakes, all of these black-ass preachers, they got a degree in theology. They got a degree not in the teaching of Yehuda, but they got a degree in the teaching of theology, which is a Greek word.
Yeah. And
well,
that's not a deal of that.
That means Greek gods. So you got a teaching in Greek gods, which that would make Jesus a Greek god.
Exactly.
You ain't got the teaching of the original. If you go into the Bible, Paul told you in the second Titus, verse 27, he told you that he raised Jesus Christ out of the grave according to his teaching, his gospel, he said.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's very interesting. He said he's the one that raised it, because when we go into the Bible, you will see that there's four Jesuses in there. One is named Jesus the Nazarene. He taught the way. Then you got Bar Jesus, which is the son of Jesus, this Nazarene. And then you got 275 years after the death of the Nazarene, here comes Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes Jesus Christ. Teaching so, up under what Revelation 2 said, the Nicolaitan doctrine. Now,
you know,
the doctrine of creed, right. Yes, sir.
Let me hand you something with theology. Theology, if we do the etymology of it, is theos or theater.
Right.
Which in theater, before you get up on stage, you're given a script. And you have to go by that script verbatim. So this is what the black preacher is doing. They're going
right
by that script that was handed to them verbatim. So that's theology. When you come to Jesus Christ, that's Jesus that the Christians put in the forefront. That's what the Christ stands for. The Christians put in that forefront. In language, we have to start paying attention to reading from left to right and reading from right to left. So when we start,
let me expound on that a little bit.
Okay, I know you know it. Go ahead.
All language of colored people is read from right to left. All colored people writings is called calligraphy. It ain't called the ABCs. It ain't called cursive writing. Now, I want you to expand on that, because, see, you are taught to read and write in cursive. All of our language was calligraphy. That means, calligraphy means signs and symbols and numbers.
Pictogram. Yes.
Pictures. So you can
exactly
see that you done been given the wrong
not right to begin with.
To begin with, and wait a minute, let's take it a little further. You also was taught in the first grade that you learn your ABCs. You did not learn your ABCs. The ABCs ain't but 22 signs and symbols. That's all the ABCs is, 22 signs and symbols. And those signs and symbols ain't got no J in it. The 10th sign and symbol in your ABCs is Y. The ABCs is 26 signs and symbols. This is how you've been duped. You've been duped with the language.
Man, duped with everything in existence.
Everything that we've been taught was a goddamn lie.
It's a lie.
And they,
and you know.
What's so crazy about it, guess who else they teaching it to?
Who is that now?
They teach it to our children.
Exactly.
This is what our children go to school and learn. They learn that they done learned the ABCs. They learned that they knew arithmetic. Look up the word arithmetic. Look up the word mathematics. You ain't been taught that in the school system. Look them damn words up. But you first thing you I know math. I know arithmetic. You don't know a goddamn thing.
Exactly.
Look up the definition of math and arithmetic. You ain't learn it. This is just how big a damn fool that you been as a black Gentile. What do the Bible say about a Gentile? The first commandment that your God, Jesus, gave was in Matthew, the 10th chapter of Matthew. The first thing that he said was, do not go in the ways of a Gentile. 293 times in the Bible it tell you about a Gentile. And here you calling yourself a black Gentile.
Exactly.
The book says, if you call yourself that. And that's what we're looking at in 2021.
Right. In 20, let me hand you something real quick about the Gentile. Come up with a lettering system. We can call him smart. Because they have learned how to maneuver our minds, we can call him clever. Because he have duped us out of everything that we ever owned, we can call him conniving. But one thing we can't call him, which we all originated from before he got here, is intelligent.
Right. Well, he's a subhuman. This is the first thing you got to understand. What is a subhuman? What is a subhuman? What is a human being? You, your education, is that of a subhuman? Your belief, your God, is that of a subhuman? You ain't got nothing of a human being. Who you got your doctor's degree with a summa cum laude and magna cum laude and cum laude degree in, and you say you got education? Whose education do you have?
Right.
I mean, you don't have to be no damn rocket scientist in 2021. You just sit down and do facts. Who have you got? I have enjoyed this brother Xerox, and especially with the colors, because, like you said, you wasn't prepared for this lecture. Cause I called you to tell you that these were thoughts that I got a hold to yesterday.
Okay.
I had called Sister Shonda and rapped with her about this, but this is something that I had noticed that. Why is your religion that you got from white folks is emotional, which is a mental condition, and we got how much mental illness in the black African American community? How much mental illness you got?
Hey, Brother Walter, right. Brother Zero, I just want to add something in there when you was talking about the colors in the spectrum. My granddaughter, she was about 3 years old. She asked me a question. She said, Papa, what's your favorite color? So I told her my favorite color. Then she said, you know what your favorite color should be? I said, what? She said every color of the spectrum. I said, and you know, just having this conversation, listening to you guys, it let me know that she see it with the third eye, but she said you should be able to like every color of the spectrum. And that was an interest. I thought I passed that off.
That is awesome.
Your aurora is, see, I have to get my book out here. Right? We're almost out of time, but I think it's the sixth law of nature is the color of the, let's see here, the ninth law of nature, the exoteric meaning of color on page 143.
Wow.
And see, that's the ninth law of nature, and the line don't change. But I see the time has done run out.
Man, it's awesome.
So we might have to take this up when I get off into here and deal with these colors. I had forgot about what you just talked about was the ninth law of nature.
Wow.
Nine don't never change.
Nine don't never change.
The nine don't change. And that's a nine. See, your aurora means your body, the aurora you're in, it's a color. In this book,
exactly.
If you've got a hermetic geometrical science book, it explains all of that to you. So we're going to take this lesson a little bit.
Before we go, you got to think about a prism. The white light goes in, and then rainbow comes out.
Right.
You've been dealing with it, man. Yeah. Well, till next week, I say to you, Shema Yehovah Da, Yah Abin Yah Ika Kamadiyah.
Kamadiyah, peace.